If someone shechets a carbon with intent to do zerika outside the area where it's allowed, or to do zerika on part of the blood outside the allowable area, or he intends to burn the parts that must be burned on the mizbech at a place beyond where there may be burned, or to do so for parts or even parts of this, or he intends to eat the meat outside the allowable area, or even to eat a kezias of the meat outside the allowable area, or to eat a kezias of the skin of the tail outside the allowable area, the carbon is possible, but there's no karis if someone then eats from this carbon. Mishnah continues, if someone shechets a carbon with intent to do zerika beyond the allowable time, or to do zerika on part of the blood beyond the allowable time, or if he intends to burn the parts that must be burned on the mizbech beyond the allowable time, or to do so for a part of these parts, or he intends to eat the meat beyond the allowable time, or even to eat a kezias of the meat beyond the allowable time, or to eat a kezias of the skin of the tail beyond the allowable time, the carbon is pickled and there's karis if someone then eats from this carbon. Zokhti Gemara, they thought that the skin of the tail has the status of a tail itself and must be burned on the mizbech along with the tail. Frekhtamar, based on this, when the Mishnah says that he intended to eat the skin of the tail beyond its place or time, it means that he had an intention of eating for something that is meant to be burnt on the mizbech. So why would it make the carbon possible? And if the Mar Shmuel said the Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Eliezer, who argues with the Rabbanan in the Mishnah and says that when an intent is made to eat something that is meant to be burned, or to burn something that is meant to be eaten beyond its place or time, it does make the carbon possible. In fact, the later part of the Mishnah says that if someone does one of the avoiders with the intent to eat something that is meant to be eaten, or to burn something that is meant to be burnt beyond its place or time, it's possible. The Mishnah suggests if the intent was to eat something that's meant to be burned, or vice versa, it would not be possible. Can it be that the first part of the Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah, follows Rabbi Eliezer, and the later part follows the Rabbanon? So Shmuel said, yes, the first part follows Rabbi Eliezer, the later part follows the Rabbanon. Rav Huna said, the skin of the tail does not have the status of the tail. Rav explained, this is based on the pasuk that requires the burning of the chelboi ho'alya, the fats of the tail have to be burned, not the skin. Rav Chisa said, the skin of the tail does have the status of a tail. Our Mishnah is referring to the tail of a goat, which is not burned on the Mizbech, only the tail of a sheep is burned on the Mizbech. Rav Huna and Rav Chisa don't want to say like Shmuel because they don't want parts of the same Mishnah to have to follow different opinions. Shmuel and Rav Chisda don't want to say like Rav Huna because they hold that the skin of the tail has the status of the tail. Shmuel and Rav Huna don't want to say like Rav Chisda because according to him, the Mishnah is coming to teach that the skin of the tail has the status of a tail, and since it's edible, an intent regarding it makes the carbon possible. This, they hold that this teaching is not needed because another Mishnah clearly teaches that the skin under the tail has the status of a meat. Rav Chisda said that from the Mishnah we would think that it's only for purposes of tumah, but for purposes of carbon, only things which are eaten by kings are considered fit to be eaten, and therefore this skin should not be considered something fit to be eaten. The Mishnah therefore teaches that for purposes of these bad intents, the skin of the tail is considered to be something that's eaten as well. Rekhmar Bryce says that an oiler that shechted with intent to burn a kezias of the skin of the tail makes the carbon possible. The Bryce suggests that this is only the case for an oiler, but not for other kabbanis. Now, according to Rav Huna, this is not difficult because only the skin of the tail of an oiler is burnt. However, according to Rav Chisda, why is the Bryce limited to halacha to oiler? And for tomorrow, Rav Chisda would say either the Bryce is discussing the tail of a goat, which is only burned by an oiler, or we will say that the Bryce should be amended to take out the word oiler and instead insert the word zevach, meaning all kabbanis. The Mishnah then said, how do we know that beyond the place intent makes the carbon possible, but there's no karis, and beyond a time intent makes the puzzle and there's karis? And if the Mar Shmuel said, there are two psukim. One refers to the beyond the place, and the other refers to beyond the time. Only the one of beyond the time states that there's karis. What are the psukim? So Rabbi said, when the pasuk says shlishi, it refers to an intent of beyond this time. When the pasuk says pigol, it refers to an intent beyond its place. The pasuk then says, v'anefesh ha'yicheles mimenu, which is written in the singular, and teaches that only one of these intents carries karis. And it's the intent of beyond its time, not the intent of beyond its place. Maybe the karis penalty applies to beyond the place and excludes beyond the time. And tomorrow, it's logical to say that beyond this time is worse, since, as we dashed above, that's discussed earlier in the pasuk. In fact, if anything, it's more logical to say that the beyond this place is the one that carries karis, since it was written closer to the punishment of Nefesh Yechelz Bimenu. And furthermore, rather, Abaye said, Rabbi Yisrael Barav and Rabba said, the Mishnah is learning from a Braisa. The Braisa says, there's a Pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim that discusses Pigel. The Pasuk seems unnecessary since we already have the Pasuk that we said before in Parashat Tzav that discusses Pigel. It must be that the Pasuk in Tzav, which mentions karis, discusses beyond this time. The Pasuk in Kedoshim, which makes no mention of karis, discusses beyond this place. Although the very next Pasuk in Kedoshim mentions karis, the Pasuk limits the karis to the one who eats the noiser, as the pasuk says, "Va'oichlo va'voi no yisa," the one who eats it, not the one who eats the carbon which had intent from beyond this place. In fact, maybe the pasuk of "Va'oichlo va'voi no yisa" refers to the carbon with intent beyond this place and comes to exclude one who eats noiser from the penalty of karis. Mar says, no, it makes sense to say that noiser is referred to in the pasuk of karis because we can then dash in the gzeir shava of avoin to the case of the intent beyond this time, which is similar to noiser in that they're both a function of time and both apply even to a carbon brought on a bama. In fact, the Gemara makes more sense to say that beyond its place is what's meant by the pasuk, because we can then darshan the gzeirah shava of ofa into the case of intent beyond its time, which is similar to beyond its place in that they both are based on intent. They make the entire carbon pasuk, even if the intent was only on a portion of the carbon, and they both can only take place during the four blood avoidance, and both are learned from the pasuk of the third day in the minishlishi in their respective sukkim. If the Gemara rather, Rabbi Yechanan said that zavdi by Levi taught a brisa that says that we have gzeirah shava on the word kaidish in Kedoshim, the pasuk says es kaidish Hashem chila v'nichrasam, and another pasuk regarding noisa says v'saraftas ha'noisa be'esh lo yeyachel ki kaidish. Just like the second pasuk is referring to noisa, the first pasuk is referring to noisa as well. The pasuk says v'oichlov, which is the exclusionary term, therefore excludes the intent of beyond this place from the karis punishment. Why do we say that the long pasuk in Tzav refers to the intent beyond his time, the pasuk in Kedoshim refers to the intent beyond his place? Maybe the vice versa is true. It makes sense to say that the long pasuk in Tzav refers to beyond his time, because Gzeir Shav of Ovin will teach that the pasuk in Tzav carries the karis penalty, and it makes more sense to say that the intent for beyond his time is the one that's compared to Noiser with this Gzeir Shav, because it's similar to Noiser in that they're both a function of time, and they both apply even for a carbon offered on Obama. Maybe it makes more sense to say that the long pasuk in Tzav refers to intent for beyond its place, and the pasuk in Kedoshim refers to intent for beyond its time. And the reason that intent for beyond its time is put there is so that it be next to Noisa, which is right next to the pasuk. And for the Gemara, rather, Rava says all the halachas, meaning intent for beyond its time, intent for beyond its place, and that only intent for beyond its time carries the chorus, they're all learned from the long pasuk in Tzav. The pasuk should be darshan as follows: Hey, achal yachel refers to two consumptions, human consumption and consumption by mizbeach. Mibesar zevach shlamav, all kabbanos are compared to a shlam, just like a shlam has a part that creates the pickle and a part that is subject to the Isra of pickle. So to any carbon that has those two aspects could be subject to pickle. Pasuk says shlishi, this refers to intent beyond this time. Lo yeiratze, just like a carbon does not become kosher until all the avoidance are completed, so too a carbon cannot become pickle until all the avoidance are completed. Meaning if the blood spills before the zrika, the carbon cannot become pickle even if there was intent for beyond this time. Pasuk says hamakriv, it becomes pickle through being offered with the intent, not from actually being eaten after its time. Oisoi, it's the carbon that becomes possible, not the kohen who had the intent who becomes possible. Lo yechashev, it only becomes pigle if there were not other bad intentions that also make it possible at that time. Pigle, the pasuk says, this refers to intent beyond its place. Yihyeh, this teaches that the two types of intent can combine to make the carbon possible, meaning if each intent had only half kazayas. And pasuk then says, v'hanefesh oicheles mimenu, only one of the intents creates karis if it's the intent for beyond this time. This is based on gzeir shov of ovoin and the fact that it's similar to noiser and that they're both a function of time and both apply to kabbonis, even offered on a bama. Fact Mara Papa asked Rava, according to you, what does the shlishi in the pasuk in Kedoshim come to teach? Rava said, it teaches that the place in the intent for beyond its place must be a place which is sometimes fit for consumption of blood, for meat, and for the amirim. This comes to exclude an intent for beyond its place where the intent was for inside the heichel. Why can't that be learned from the pasuk in Tzav, from the fact that it uses the word shlishi there? And Rav Rashi said that Rav Masna told him that if we only had the pasuk, we would have thought to darshan that shlishi is a prat and pigel is a klal, which would come to include all places.